The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, unlike your ancestors who ate and still died. Whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Here's a public service announcement for you today, and that is just to let you know that your priest is back for good this time, okay? Because, so I had a break after Easter, a little breather to keep me breathing. And then there's a few things in the course of the year that they ask the priests to do in these last couple of days. I was away on a conference, and it's one of those things that they ask us to go and do. But no more of those things. I'm here for a very, very long time now, just to let you know, okay? And just a little thought for you here for the day, something to think about. That is namely that when God comes to you or speaks to you, whether it's you as an individual or whether it's mankind as a generality, coming in the way you least expect is God's signature trait. Now, I don't believe God hides from us. I really don't. God is not evasive and cryptic, deliberately on his part. I think it's our deficiency and our limitedness. But still, as far as your experience is concerned, coming to you in the way you least expect, that's God's signature trait. You see it all across the Old Testament. I love to think about Moses, who saw God in the burning bush. Now, you know, Moses was just tending the flocks. He was just going about his ordinary day. It would be equivalent in our own time to somebody standing at the Xerox machine, right? Just doing their thing. And that's when God decides to speak to Moses in the last way he would ever expect, or Prophet Elijah, running for his life, thinking God had abandoned him. And that's the moment God decides to speak to Elijah. And how does God speak to Elijah? Does God speak to Elijah in an earthquake, or in a rushing wind of the mighty storm, or as a consuming fire? No. God speaks to Elijah in the whisper of the wind. Last thing he would have ever expected. New Testament. You don't have to look any further than Christ our Lord. I'd love to think about Bethlehem. And our Lord is finally born into this world, and who would have given it a second thought? You could have walked the streets of Bethlehem for the first 2 years of our Lord's life and never known anything had happened, anything extraordinary. It was the last thing anyone would ever expect. And then, of course, the long-awaited Messiah comes onto the scene, makes his public appearance. Is he a great politician? Is he a mighty conqueror? Is he a great general? No. He's pleased to be known as the son of a carpenter. And then the summit of all history, when God fulfilled all of his promises to Israel, his act of redemption, his greatest show of love on the cross, to all public appearances, it was an ordinary day in the Roman criminal justice system. Nothing you'd ever expect. Right, but this is God's signature trait. Look at the first reading. The last person who ever would have thought Jesus Christ would appear to him was St. Paul, sworn enemy of the church, to his dying breath, or so he believed. And the first Christians. The greatest of all possible surprises was that St. Paul would go on to become the greatest evangelizer in history. right? But, you know, God is full of surprises. Look at the gospel here. It should come to us as no surprise that the people were so surprised that Jesus decides to reveal himself to us under the appearance of a piece of bread, under the appearance of a cup of wine. And yet that's what he decides to do. If you wanted to be truly present to someone, would you choose to appear as a little white disc? Probably not, right? But look what God does. The real God in the real world does the last thing you'd ever expect. Now, why do I say this? The reason why I say this is because we want to be attuned and aware to the fact that the same God then is still God now. And that means even today, even this moment, God is speaking to you. And in the last way you'd ever expect. You know, when the priest talks to people all the time, and, you know, anniversaries and, you know, baptisms and weddings and these kinds of things. You know what people say all the time to the priest? They say, "Oh, Father, I'm so blessed in my life." And then they tell you all the ways that they've been blessed in their life. They say, "I've been blessed with good health, and I've been blessed with these great children, and I've been blessed with this wonderful spouse, and I'm so blessed in my life." And what a surprise it would be to discover that God's greatest blessings in your life, or the things you're actually actively running away from right now, his greatest blessing in your life is the cross, the most sacred place in your life, the stone rejected by the builder, that's the cornerstone. And the most important people in your life, they're the most irritating people in your life. Those are the ones God's really using as inroads to get into your heart. Because what did Jesus say? He said, "Whatever you do to the least of my brethren, that's what you do to me." Can I give you a frightening thought? You ever wondered how much you love God? Here's how much you love God. You love God exactly as much as you love the person in this life who you like the least. That's how much you love God. It's the last thing you'd ever expect. But that's our Lord's words, not mine. And our Lord speaks to us in so many ways. You know, I like to think about the last judgment scene from the Gospel of Matthew. And the king sits on his throne and he lines up all the people that have ever lived. And to those on his right, he says, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Because I was hungry and you gave me to eat, and I was thirsty and you gave me to drink." And to those on his left, he says, "Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Because I was hungry and you gave me no food. And I was thirsty and you gave me no drink." What I love about that is that both the saved and the damned ask the same question. "Lord, when did we see you?" Right? And what does that tell you? That means that he's coming to you in the way you least expect. Now, wouldn't you like to get better at seeing God's presence as he comes to you in the way you least expect? Wouldn't you like to get better at it? Well, you're in luck today because there's a way you can. And that is looking at the Eucharist and choosing to say, "My Lord and my God." Make a decision. And by the way, that's not me saying that. You know who said that? Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She said that was her secret. She used to wake up every morning and she would spend 2 hours looking at the Blessed Sacrament. That's what she would say. And she said, that's what let me look into the eyes of the most distressed, poorest people in the streets of Calcutta, where the temperature is 104 degrees in the afternoon and they're covered with disease. That's what lets me look at them and say, that man is Jesus in his distressing disguise. And you can practice it. Choose it. Choose it every single day, whether you feel like it or not. But look to the Blessed Sacrament and remember, our Lord comes to us in the way we least expect. Let's look at the Blessed Sacrament today and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to recognize him there and all throughout our lives. St. Damian of Molokai, pray for us.